This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Arthur Akers. Arthur is, he wears so many hats, but right now, Arthur, you're wearing your UCLA hat, huh?
Yes, sir. Some time ago, I went to UCLA. I was very fortunate to come out of Lynn, Massachusetts, and earn a scholarship to UCLA and actually end up graduating from UCLA. Yes.
Yeah. Obviously played football at Classical High School and graduating in 77 from Classical?
Yes, sir. Yeah. 1977, we graduated from Classical. In 1976, the football team went on to win the Super Bowl championship that year. So we had a pretty glorious time at Lynn Classical.
Yeah. I may circle back to that, but that's really not the purpose of this, is to follow up on that. But it gives you the base of where Arthur is coming from. He's with the College Application Education Project, CAEP, and .org, and we'll talk about that and some of the things that you're doing here. But you wear so many other hats. But I guess tell us about this program that you're working out of the Zion Baptist Church out of Lynn is and on off of Adams Street. But tell me about that piece.
Well, it's College Application Education Project. We work with young people, 14 all the way up to 21 years of age, through some of the first jobs programs, and we also work with senior citizens and people who forgot to learn how to read some time ago. So we tutor them, and throughout also we work with the GED, and we're with the Massachusetts programs concerning GED, allowing parents to work here and volunteer and earn credits to help support their youth.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, it's so. And by the way, if you ever need another job announcing with that voice of yours, Arthur, I think we could use you. You know what I'm saying?
Anytime. I'd love to do it. Love to be a part of that.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely. Now about the work that you do here. I know obviously it's a lot of community support. You know, supporting the community, supporting the people that really need help in the community. So let's just focus on that piece. And in our post, we'll have information on what is probably your annual fundraising kind of event that you have ongoing now for the months ahead?
Yes, sir. Well, we focus on our church. We have a ready basis for clients here at Zion Baptist Church. We have a ready access of volunteers. A lot of people that attend the church here are professional people, teachers, educators, tradesmen, and they have a lot to offer to our students. From time to time, we call on them to assist in mentoring some of the students that we have, make sure we go in the correct way. We've been fortunate to have some very successful people. We consider that the people that attend CAP are on fire for success and achievement. We have had a young man who was part of CAP. He went on to college. He actually ran for office in City Lynn as a councilman, or city councilman at large. But the curious thing about that is, the curious part about that is, he did it while he was still in college. Yeah. He didn't want to wait. He was so enthusiastic about helping people and serving the community that he just wanted to be a part of that atmosphere. We had another young lady who was a mentor and tutor here who eventually became an attorney, and she is now considered one of the outstanding business people in the area and in the state. More recently, we had a young lady who unfortunately was a homeless person, but they family progress, now they are stable, and she was part of our first jobs program. We have offer summer positions for high school students, and we pay them for as a first job in life. So she was part of the first jobs program here at CAP. And part of that process, we teach them how to do resumes. We teach them how to do resumes, correspondence, proposal writing, how to do presentations, and how to pretty much carry himself in a professional atmosphere. And she, lo and behold, this year, she won a scholarship of $20,000 to continue her nursing aspirations. So we have quite a few success stories. There's people that have come on through here that have gone on to business for themselves. But the main thing that most of the students that attend College Application Education Project do not become a statistic in terms of the prison system or get involved in too much violence and things of that nature in the city. Yeah. And, of course, we try to keep our students away from the rising murder rate of the city, the unfortunate murder rate in the city, homicide rate in the city. So we're very fortunate of the success that we've had and continue to have. We have great volunteers. We have retired people who may happen to be engineers, nurses, and we have a lot of role models. It's very important. And we've also had a partnership with the City Lynn School District. The superintendent, or the outgoing superintendent, has been very helpful with us and facilitating us and having us, giving us access to the schools. That's been very helpful. And also recently, the Lynn Police Department, in a way to reach out and cover two bases, they are offering, we are offering a series of civil service examination classes with the Lynn Police Department. And the first open house, or we call outreach, date is April 8th, Sunday, April 8th, 1 o'clock here at Zion Baptist Church. The next date is October 16th at the Lynn Police Department. What they're going to do is reach out to those who are interested in taking the police examination, the civil service examination, and having them do a tutoring program where we offer about four or five classes to show them how to get a better score on that examination. And the better they do an examination, it increases their chances to become eventually police officers. And, of course, since Zion Baptist Church structure here, they will hopefully help the diversity of the police department, which a lot of people are crying for.
Yeah, I know that all great work. I know that what impresses me about this, having worked with youth, with at-risk youth, is that you've got to create actual pathways for them and kind of lead them, you know, into these pathways, and so they're experienced with all the things that you just talked about and more. But that has to be done, and it's just something that, you know, you need. They really do need to be kind of put on a bus and taken to these kinds of things for the first time.
Yes. I'm glad you said that, because one of the things that we think is crucial to development of young people, especially young people in Lynn. Lynn is a large city, and people don't really have reason to leave the city until they're older and sometimes become adult to even get out of the city of Lynn. But we think it's important to take the students to the colleges, actually take them to visit the colleges. I can tell you and the young people about my UCLA experiences and what the steps to take and how to work with the guidance counselors, how to work with the admissions department. And they may or may not follow through. But the idea of it is, if we take them directly to the schools, the colleges, they get a hands-on experience with meeting the academic people at that university, especially the admissions directors, and kind of fostering their own relationship with those people. And by corresponding, sending thank you letters and corresponding, when they actually apply, hopefully they have a head start on that situation, on the application process.
Yeah. Arthur, do you think out at UCLA right now in March there could be sunshine and at least 70 degrees right now? What do you think?
I think it may be 7 degrees, usually about 7 degrees throughout the year. It's never really that hot and humid. And so we have more extremes here in Massachusetts. The weather, and you bring it back, it's kind of a sore spot. We had four storms, nor'easters, recently. But my family members live in Houston, and they've experienced the Harvey experience. So they're calling me, sympathizing me about the nor'easters. But I let you know, I'd rather experience five or six nor'easters than one hurricane. It's just a different ball game, because we're more prepared to take the adverse weather than somebody else in other climates.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I totally agree with you on that. I've said that myself. It's like, take your floods, take your earthquakes, take your mudslides, hurricanes. We'll take the snow in March and April. I don't care. Keep them coming. Give us one more. I don't care.
I will work with it. There's no question about it. And as to follow up about the things that we do in terms of youth and college preparation, we found that we need funding. There's not a shortage of leadership. And what we find in Lynn, a lot of the leaders in Lynn share their human resources with other organizations. Like, for instance, I'm the president of the Lynn Council on Aging. I'm also the president of the Lynn Community Brotherhood and Auxiliary Scholarship Fund. I'm the president of Men of Zion and Auxiliary here at Lynn Zion Baptist Church. And we are happy to offer our knowledge and leadership to help the other organizations to improve. But funding is always the issue. So leadership and mentorship is not the concern, but the funding. And we find, because of the political environment within the cities and within the state and within the federal government, that foundations and corporations may change their opinion of giving priorities or categories on a change of a dime. So we can't really depend on what the corporate and foundation is going to do. But what we can depend on is the biggest asset are the individual donors, people who are capable of giving on an individual basis. And they're the biggest and the biggest growth potential for all of our organizations. So what we decided to do is do what we call an ask. We put it on our Facebook page and on our website, information about this ask. And the ask is continuing from now until December 17th this year. So people can give and support College Application Education Project and our mission by going to the Facebook, going to GoFundMe and Eventbrite. And again, the emphasis is from now until December. What the strategy is to reach out to individual donors. We think that individual donors are the most important part of what we're trying to get accomplished here.
And I think, too, that people like to give to kind of local charities that are really impacting the community, their community, the community next door or whatever. And that this is obviously, I'm not pushing this, but I'm just saying that this is something that I know folks would really, you know, whether it be the food kitchen or whatever in different communities, you know, all the different folks that do great work, local work, that it's great to be able to, you know, send dollars that way. And I know you probably get support from other area churches as well and so on. Yeah.
Yes, we do. We've got support from some from the federal government, some from the citizens. But we want to reach out to the individual donors, people who work hard and have some money to give, or some people who work hard in corporate America where their corporation will match their funding or donations. That's also important. That's an important strategy. We have found that over the years, we have found a way to give back to our people who give to us, whether it be throughout a raffle or a car wash or a fish fry. So when people donate those dollars, they're getting immediate reciprocating benefit by getting a nice dinner or getting a car wash. And they see the students organize these fundraisers, and they see how well they work together. It's always important. But we have loftier goals. We want to try to go to 4 different colleges this year. We want to hire a new assistant. We want to buy some materials for the civil service examination for students who can't afford those materials. So we have lofty goals, and we have some goals of attaining. We have a civil donor, which is $25. I think it's a gold donor, which is $50, and a platinum donor, which is above $100. So, and once you become a platinum donor, if you'd like, we'll publicize it on the Facebook and let people know that you are a true supporter of a College Application Education Project.
We're talking with Arthur Akers here, and Arthur, I you know, for someone yourself who was recruited to go play football out on the West Coast at UCLA, You must have a story or two to share about you taking a student to a college visit. It doesn't have to be at UCLA, but somewhere, whether local or, you know, in the state somewhere, where they do you see students' eyes kind of open up a little wider and they go to some place where they've never been before to maybe experience a new college experience.
Sure. Some of the schools we visited, of course, we went to the Naval Academy some time ago. That's an overnight visit. Went to Syracuse University. That was an overnight visit. But the two places that I find that bring the most out of our students when we visit UMass Amherst, because it's so far away, it's like they're going to a different place altogether, and it's built like a small city, UMass Amherst is. And they have what they call a catering school, their hotel school. Yeah. And so they feed our students, and they get to order whatever they want to eat and how much they want to eat. And then from there, they go see the Du Bois Library and the great attributes of the university. And then usually we take in a football game or a basketball game we visit. So it's a full day, and the students get the full presentations from the admissions department. And it's always a good experience. And also, surprisingly, one of our favorite trips is when we visit ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good to see, we bring a lot of females and males, to see all the jobs that take to run that place. They call it the university at ESPN, but there's so many professional positions you know, to people who are behind the camera. And a lot of our people's eyes just pop wide open, say, I can come here and work. I can get a job. I can. There's so many different categories. So it's always a good trip for us.
And I find, too, is one of the things is that kids, let's say kids in Lynn, they don't realize what's in the next town sometimes or what's two towns over. Say the example of you going out to Amherst, which is 2 hours away or whatever, something like that, and really a totally different kind of place than right around the greater Boston area. So you're right. I mean, it's just getting them out there. And even though they may not go to UMass Amherst, they've at least seen it and then can relate. It goes into the memory bank, so to speak, and their experiences. And, you know, maybe they look at Salem State, they look at another school in North Shore Community College or whatever, and all these things go into their memory bank that they never would have had that experience before.
That is true. That is so true. We had a young lady that was a part of our program. She wanted to go to UMass Amherst, and she just really, really wanted to go to that location. She loved the school, but she couldn't go because of medical reasons. She was suffering from sickle cell anemia. And so with that disease, she had to be close to home. So just in case she needed ready medical attention. So she ended up going to UMass Boston. And she's happy. She's getting ready to graduate. And she's going to take on a career in law enforcement. So we're very happy for her. And then we had another young lady who also wanted to go to UMass Amherst because it's such a great trip. But she decided to go to UMass Dartmouth. And she graduated. And now she works in one of the social services administrations throughout the state. And so we're very happy for her also.
Yeah, those are all such great stories, you know. And I think that you know, again, those are the pathways that are created with these kinds of programs. Arthur, around the program here that you're working with or any other programs, anything else you want to share on those pieces at all?
I don't know if I already mentioned that we had a young lady who happened to be homeless, and now she's won a $20,000 scholarship. We're located here at 4 Adams Street Extension. Our telephone number is 781-595-1022. The website is www.caeproject.org. Our email, of course, is info@caeproject.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear people who have inquiries. We find that people come in all the time asking for GED help. We still tutor and work with the people who need GED assistance. And if you ever in the area, just drop in. And we're very modest and humble, and we are truly excited about our students that do well because we believe that they're on fire for success. I think I mentioned earlier that our motto is we try to effectuate positive change through attitude, effort, and opportunity.
Well, Arthur, I'm going to come full circle. We started talking about classical football and UCLA football, so I'm just going to come around full circle here. And, you know, we have I think a lot of high school kids following our website and so on because we do a lot of high school games and so on. But not everyone gets a chance to play college football. But what advice do you have for kids, you know, looking at that piece, and maybe what did you take out of playing that, being a part of a big-time program like that? It's kind of a very vague kind of question, but kind of a place where you sit now years afterward. And what kind of things do you share with kids about that those kinds of experiences? And then that in itself is a pathway, as we said, to success.
Sometimes we get students who have aspirations to play major college football or basketball or other sports. We always try to tell the parents who are pushing those students to go to those locations out of state, to find a happy medium, to find somewhere where the student is going to be happy. Because if they do earn a scholarship, they go somewhere that they're not happy, then it's not for them. I was able to choose from any school in the country that I wanted to go to. Some other students may not be as fortunate. They may have a choice of 2 to 3 schools. However, if they apply to a school that they want to go to or wanted to get accepted to, and did not receive a scholarship, they can go and walk on. And normally, because a lot of students that need scholarships from Lynn are students who have needs, financial needs, and they will receive the same amount of money or close to the same amount of money as the scholarships are worth. Sometimes the scholarships is more restrictive than the financial aid. So you can get financial aid, then you're earning more money than you could as if you were on scholarship, and also walk on and possibly earn a scholarship. But the best way is to assess where you want to go, do the research. We have a scholarship that we give out every year where we have The criteria is to research 5 different schools, public and private, find out what it's going to cost in-state, out-of-state, what the requirements are, and the students are required to do an essay as a part of their research requirement. Once they evaluate themselves based on their own research, they can pick and choose where they think the best fit is, not necessarily who's offering them an athletic scholarship. And believe me, the athletic scholarship is negligible to the financial aid. So it's not a disparity.
Yeah, and that's great advice. And yet also having students and potential college students look at different options is also great advice as well. You know, so that, in other words, it's not one pathway. They're weighing a lot of different options. Yeah.
Yes, it's multiple pathways. And what we find is that a lot of students don't want to go to a 4-year school right away. And North Shore Community College is a great opportunity to reevaluate what you're going to do. And some people want to take a vocational path or go to a school that has vocational aspirations. Again, the scholarship is great, but being able to choose where you want to go is even better, because your chances are you're going to be a happier person, you're going to stay, you're going to enjoy the experience. Because once you're on a scholarship, you're really there 1 year at a time at the mercy of the athletic department. Yeah. They like you, they keep you. No, they don't renew your scholarship. So it's not a 4-year scholarship. It's a year-to-year agreement where you have to satisfy certain requirements. And if you don't pan out, lo and behold, you find yourself back home because you didn't get along with the coach and things of that nature. So if you go somewhere where you choose to go, and you get awarded some financial aid and also be able to play the sport, then you're in control of your destiny more so than the scholarship.
Arthur, great talking with you, and hopefully we can talk again soon. But again, thanks so much for your time and sharing all of this. I'm ready to go back to college, Arthur. Sign me up.
If I can lose the weight, I think I'm glad I'm heavier now, so I don't get that temptation to go out and hurt myself. So I know better. If I lose the weight, I might convince myself I can still play. It really caused a lot of damage to myself. So I'm glad I'm in the position I am to help people verbally and coach them along the way to choose the best colleges for themselves and career path.
Yeah. Arthur Akers with us here. And again, we'll have all that information up on our website as well, so you can contact the organization. And I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.